Even as troops sustained more severe injuries in the global war on terror, their survival rates climbed. Survival for critically injured casualties increased from 2% to 40% in Afghanistan and from 9% to 33% in Iraq. From 2001 to 2017, the fatality rate was cut in half. So what changed? Jeffrey Howard, a researcher at UTSA, combed through thousands of Defense Department casualty records for a study released this week. He says the military got better at managing blood loss quickly with tourniquets and transfusion.
People get severely injured, they bleed a lot, and they wind up dying because either the blood loss is not controlled or stopped in time, and or they do not get the blood replaced in time.
Howard says a major life-saving factor was transport, getting injured troops to medical facilities faster.
I mean, they, in a very short period of time, went from about 25% of casualties being transported within an hour to around 75%.
Without these changes in intervention, Howard estimates that 3,600 more deaths would have occurred. Carson Frame, Texas Public Radio News.